You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. You might have seen that comedian Sarah Silverman set off a roar at the Democratic National Convention when she talked to the Bernie or bust people and said they were being ridiculous. Well, it was evidence that there's always a place in politics for comedy. Katie Rubin is on the phone with me now. She is a comedian that many people have seen and heard and supported and loved over the years. She's performing a new, more serious show Saturday at Capitol Stage. It's titled Why I Died. It's always a pleasure to chat with her. Hi, Katie. Glad to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Beth.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your philosophy of using comedy and theater to help us navigate politics or any kind of big event in the world?
Well, the first thing I can say about that is what I've learned from performing comedy, both stand-up comedy and solo shows and professional regional theater performances that are comedic, is that when you get people laughing, it opens their being in a way, it opens people's hearts in a way that suddenly they'll listen to pretty much anything you say. Like, if you can say something in an intelligent and humorous way, usually you have more power and sway than you even know. I'm always amazed by how often people, when they're talking about life decisions they made, they'll say, well, Chris Rock said, you know, or Sarah Silverman said, or John, you know, we all reference John Stewart because he was not just funny, but he was so insightful and intelligent and still is, obviously. Right. So comedy is just powerful that way. It opens people up and it has them listening in a way that they might not otherwise do.
I think you speak to a lot of people in intimate settings, meaning healing, spiritual growth, honesty, small workshops. What do you think people now are aching for or looking for in a general sense?
People, do you mean people sort of just in terms of what they're looking for overall in life?
Yeah, I think in general, we talk about these being very hard times and very painful times. And I feel that you have some access to some of the internal lives of lots of us ordinary folks. So,
well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think what I could say to that would be that I think that people really want freedom, unity, and ease. And it's difficult, but people don't want to actually have to change in order to have those things. That's the sort of tension that I see with all of the clients I work with and also with my audiences, because I do speak to people individually in my healing sessions, but also I speak to a lot of large groups of people all the time doing stand-up and solo shows. And one thing that we like about theater is we get to go and laugh and think about big ideas and have radical notions and think, yeah, change is important. But when it comes down to implementing that change or being the energy of that change in the world ourselves, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's where most people have a hard time taking action.
You're listening to Katie Rubin, an artist that wears quite a few hats. Katie, I'll list them. You're a touring show performer as a solo performer, and you've done that internationally. You're a professional regional theater actress and a director, a stand-up comic, an energy healer, and you have this new show titled Why I Died. And it is a comedy, but it's very serious, too. What's going on in the show?
So the official title of the show is Why I Died, a Comedy, which was intentional because I wanted the title to sort of embody the essence of the show, which, as you say, is quite deep. I guess I would say deep rather than serious, although that's a subtle distinction. But it's also a comedy in that I play 10 different characters, a lot of whom are sort of exaggerated and overblown and a bit caricatured in a humorous way. But the characters that are, what I've attempted to do in the show is create characters who, again, have you laughing about serious issues that we're all sort of looking at all the time, whether we're doing so consciously or less consciously. So it's really the story of a very kind of profound spiritual awakening I had on the Sufi path, juxtaposed against my time living in Los Angeles. So there I was, living in LA, doing like TV auditions and a lot of commercial work and swimming in the ocean of a lot of the LA sharks that really are real, while at the same time going through this very profound internal spiritual awakening. And I was interested in attempting to articulate the strangeness of that juxtaposition, and then the big discovery that I made that allowed me to understand personally how to carry what seems like opposing energies within oneself. And it was the difficulty of facing those two opposing energies within myself all at the same time that was the crucible that took me to the other side of understanding how we can really begin to carry opposing energies within ourselves. So it was I can't remember. I would sound much more intelligent if I could remember who said this, but somebody said once that the mark of true intelligence is the ability to hold opposing ideas at once in one psyche. And I don't know that I would say that I think it's intelligence, but I would say that I think it makes life a lot more easy and a lot more peaceful if we can exist within the tension of opposites.
Well, there are a lot of people in Philadelphia this week testing that theory and practice, I will say. But I'm still holding on to those three words you gave us: freedom, unity, and ease. And it's always a lesson and a pleasure to talk with you, Katie. I'll remind everybody that your show is this Saturday at Capitol Stage. It's the final one of this round, but I know you always have more planned. So come back with us again, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Beth.
All right, Katie. Thanks a lot. That is Katie Rubin, and there's more information and links to a lot of Katie's work at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. Coming up, Mick Martin's conversation with Yardbirds drummer Jim McCarty.